The government's position has been consistent and clear on this. The prosecutor of the International Criminal Court, Karim Khan, has reaffirmed that the investigation that is currently underway covers the ongoing conflict, including all events from the 7th of October this year. He is on record as saying that. So that is the position. In relation to Ukraine, there is a distinction because the situation was fundamentally different. Ireland did refer to the ICC prosecutor because in that case Ukraine was not a party to the ICC statute, and the prosecutor could not therefore begin an immediate investigation without a state party referral. So the position is clear. In the case of Palestine and Israel,
Deputy Doherty, will you stop? Will you stop disrupting the House, please?
Minister.
Thank you. We move to...
With respect...
Please.
The inquiry in Ukraine...
Talk to me afterwards about that matter. I'm not going... Please do not further disrupt the House.
I gave the facts, Deputy.
Deputy,
you may not like them, but they are the facts.
And the war crimes are happening.
They are the facts.
You say you can't. You can't even see. Watch the news. It is war crimes.
Deputy, you didn't even raise it in leaders' questions. You had the option of raising it in leaders' questions, and you chose. You chose not to raise it in leaders' questions.
Minister, please.
Yeah.
This is pure hectoring.
Yeah.